In this Friday edition, we take a different approach, doing a study, finding out what are the values that people hold and that they experience that are reflected in living in Hoopa Valley. The idea is to listen to people. Listen to what they feel is valuable to them and how that is expressed in Hoopa Valley. I say this is round one, and there are six rounds. And then we'll take a look at what would be the worst possible thing that could happen if the community did not or ignored these values. And what would be the best possible outcome if they did? The idea is to start a conversation or start conversations. I handed out four options that people can choose from. The theme is, what are the values of living in Hoopa Valley? One option, what personal values do I hold that are reflected in living in Hoopa Valley? Option two, living in Hoopa Valley is valuable to me in what ways? Option three, how does living in Hoopa Valley meet my personal values? Option four, this is a fill-in-the-blank one. I choose to live in Hoopa Valley because doing so meets my personal values of, and please explain. So I ask people to state their name and say the line that they are going to address and just address it. And I record and I listen.
Hello, my name is Leslie Hunt, and I choose to live in Hoopa Valley because doing so meets my personal values of family. And for me, it just means that I'm really close with my father, and I get to spend 99% of my time with him. And then also it just kind of keeps me grounded to what I grew up around. And it's not to say that living off the reservation doesn't allow that, but I feel really privileged to be able to choose to live here in Hoopa because it is tougher. There's no substantial job availabilities or housing, so I feel very fortunate that I have housing and that my spouse works local, and so I'm able to live home. And so for me, that works, and that's one of my biggest values is family.
That's very good. Thank you very much.
Christina Phillips, what personal values do I hold that are reflected in living in Hoopa Valley? I hold the values that I were taught as a young girl living here. They're all very meaningful to me. I'm part of this place. I'm from here. My people are from here. We know everything about this place. We know the valley. We know our surroundings. We know the culture. We live off the land as much as we can, eating salmon and deer meat. And we were taught to be good people from years ago, from the people that taught us, our grandparents, our parents. I love my home, and I don't want to live anywhere else. And at the end of my life, I'm very happy living here.
I'm John Smith. What personal values do I hold that are reflected in living in Hoopa Valley? Well, one of my personal values is fitness. And there's just so much to do. Like, there's a river where we can swim, like during the summer. And I love swimming. There's a gym, and it's free to go. So people can go there and train and lift and all that. And then we have a public football and track. So people can go run. They can throw the ball. We have neighborhood facilities so they can play basketball. We have a pool. We have so many, like, opportunities to train and stay fit. And I feel like...
Sam Jones, what are the values of living in the Hoopa Valley? Living in the Hoopa Valley is valuable to me in what ways? It's valuable to me in that we're surrounded by family and friends that I've known my whole life. And I've got to grow up here and see kids become full-grown adults and get to, you know, help out, raise them. And that's about it.
Edith Norton. Living in Hoopa Valley is valuable to me in what ways? Because of the connection to the land through my ancestors, and that we continue our religious dances that can only be provided here since we continue to have them.
All right, my name's Damon Cross. I choose to live in Hoopa Valley because doing so meets my personal values of family. So my family's here in Hoopa. I grew up in Hoopa all my life, and I have instilled in me some family values from my mother, Lila Moon Lucero, my sister, Nina Macias, Aaron Cross, and Shalene Carlson. That's my family. That's my family of procreation. And my nieces and nephews, Michael Teodeki, Che Macias, Faith White, and Woodsy White, and Kalissa. Those are my family, and my own personal family too. My oldest son, David Cross, Kylie Marina Cross, and it walked my daughter that had passed on, Serenity Cross, and my co-parent, Heather Brazil, and my fiance, Haley Blake. So yeah, that's our family, you know. And my family values in Hoopa run deep, you know. Love my family, love the attention I get to give to my family by being present with them in the physical, and being there for them on special events such as graduation, birthdays, barbecues, on special occasions during the summer, going swimming in the river. We value the river, we value the creeks. Going to go have fun and enjoy the mountains and enjoy the beauty of the Hoopa Valley during certain times, whether it's summer, fall, winter, spring, all of those things that we enjoy here with the elements of just living here are year round. They're year round. Swimming in the summer, going up the hill, cutting wood during the summer so it dries out, and then we have wood for the winter time, gathering wood, you know, for my family members, you know, my aunties, my grandmas and my mother, my sisters, some cousins, you know, and going out there and busting up fir, madrone, oak, and filling up their woodsheds. Those are some of the values that we do as a family, and we do that together, and we go up the hill, and we eat, you know, we'll eat while we're up there, we'll take our lunch up there, and that's just our whole day plan, is to go cut wood and go gather and do that stuff. Other things we like to do during the fall is we like to go mushrooming as a family. That's fun. We like to do that. We like to live here. And that's what we get. We get as those resources. We're available to us as Hoopa tribal members. We have those resources of the firewood, of the matsutake mushrooms, the tan oak mushrooms, and finding those little spots, those little pockets, and taking them back and having those dispersed through the family. That's fun stuff to do. And that's what I value about being here. The fish, the salmon, you know, my grandpa, he fishes. He has his own fishing hole. It's probably one of the last ones, second to last fishing hole in the valley, you know, and he has that spot up there. And we need to do more of that. I know we need to do more of that. And being there with grandpa and going down there and going fishing, I have a lot of fishing stories right there. And want to continue to pass that on to generations to get down there and get my stuff and get geared up and be down there fishing with my grandpa. Those are just some of the things that I value. I value my family here. I value being there for them as a father, being there and help guiding them in a good way, giving them discipline in my family, and just being that male role model for them, a strong male role model for my family. So, yeah, that's some of the things that I can talk about with that question. Yeah, I definitely value my family, and living here in the Hoopa Valley is a blessing. So thank you for letting me share.
My name is Mary Mae Marshall, and living in the valley is valuable to me in a lot of ways, is this is home. This is where I was brought up, where I was raised. My family's here. I love our Native American culture. I expect our children to live this way, you know. It's how you make it here in Hoopa. You know, a lot of people talk bad about it, like that they're not going to go anywhere. It's just how you make it. You can have a beautiful life here in this valley. And that's pretty much what all I have to say. And we need to keep our valley clean. I mean, people are always throwing garbage down, or you go to Pookie's Park anymore and you're finding needles there. And that's sad because that's where our children play. So if we can all come together as one and start picking up the garbage around here and checking the park for needles and stuff that people are leaving laying around, we need to come together as one and fight for our valley. We are Native American people and we need each other. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Rob Roy Latham, Jr.
The values that I personally hold and that I'm reflecting while living in the Hoopa Valley are respect for our traditions, respect for our people, our ancestors, humor. Humor is a big one. I like to respect and reflect on a personal value I have, which is humor. You got to be able to laugh and be happy during hard times. Also, family values, values and respect for other families as well as your own. That's what makes us a tribe, and I think those are very important. Living in the Hoopa Valley is a very valuable thing to me. It's because it's where we began. We've been here for over 10,000 years. We're not going anywhere. I feel that this is a way of life, and it's bigger than that. It's our religion. Living in the Hoopa Valley does meet my personal goals, although this is these questions right here makes me reflect on a lot of things that we need to fix as a people. Until we repair many of these values, I don't think our tribe will be in sync. So that's very good questions. I choose to live in the Hoopa Valley because this is where my people come from. We all come back to a village, you know, the Hoopas that are from here. We all have village ties and been here for a long time. And when you believe like that, you believe you're not going anywhere. No matter how long you might stay away, you always come back home.
Hey, my name is Cake Super. I am Kuruk Yurok, and I am going to answer, living in Hoopa is valuable to me in what ways? In what ways is when I first came here from where I'm from is Wairika. I lived in a cowboy town, let's just say, and I was Native, and it was hard for me to adjust to their life. And so I moved to the reservation 37 years ago and had a family here. I have raised a boy and two girls. Now I'm raising a boy and two girls again, so two generations family here in Hoopa. I love Hoopa. We live in four seasons here. We gather, we hunt, we fish, and we garden. And it's a great way of life here. The culture is another thing that I'm involved with right now with the youth, and try to teach them our culture, dances, games, to have fun. The Native way of life is the only way for me, and it's been a lot of fun here living in Hoopa. I met a lot of people, a lot of friends, and that's about it. Just say no to drugs and alcohol.
Hi, I'm Norma McConnell. I've lived in the valley since 1961 and have gone to high school here since 1959. I choose to live in Hoopa Valley because doing so meets my personal values of family and friends. You know, we're all related. And a close community. I remember when my kids were teenagers, friends would say, "Hey, do you know your kid's doing this?" And I would say, "No." And they would catch heck when they got home, and they would be very upset because somebody tattled on them, but I think it kept them safer. You can count on your neighbors. They watch out for you, and you do the same for them.
And we're listening to the Friday edition with a little different slant, listening to people talk about the value of living in Hoopa Valley, a production of Hoopa Tribal Radio, 91.3 FM. And we continue on.
My name is Ellen Colgrove. What personal values do I hold that are reflected in living in Hoopa Valley? So the personal values that I hold that are reflected in living in the Hoopa Valley are community and culture. Those two values are really important to me. Living here specifically because I don't think you can connect as well with the people and with the culture if you're not here. We're such a land-based kind of culture, and we're also a huge community culture. And so I think the best part about living here is that those two things are present. I guess that's really why I like living here, is because my whole entire family is here. Everyone whose ancestors have come from here are still here. This is just the place that we've been from for forever, that we've always been here. It feels like home. So those are my personal values that I like to hold on to: community and culture.
Hello, my name's Troy Horse Branham. Today I'm living in Hoopa Valley is valuable to me. In what ways? I believe in Native culture. It's nice to be able to have your family close. You know, we know where we come from, our religion, our thoughts, our prayers, where everything comes, things, and where everything goes. By living here, we always know where home is. I believe in most Western society and cultures today, people are yearning. They're looking for something. They're looking for some place to be. You know, they're travelers. They're in the wind. They travel the world trying to find roots, I guess you could say, and they're just looking for something. So being here, you know, our people have been here since day one, I guess you could say. But it's to me, it is one of the best places in the world to live. You know, we got we can go hunting, we can fishing, we got our water sports, our hiking, campgrounds. But living here in Hoopa, I think, is the most valuable thing is having family, roots to know who I am and where I come from. And I think it goes a long way because everybody, I believe, is searching. Where me living here, there's no search. I know what it is. I know where I'm going. So it's always nice to be able to go on vacation, see the world, not looking for where I need to be, but as a vacation. So living here is nice. So I can always come home and say, I know where home is.
I'm Violet Aubrey. What holds value in Hoopa is that you're in the center of the world, and that you can hit any brush dance, any ceremony right here, and it not be that big of a pocket punch to pray and follow the path of the brush dance and ceremony. I just couldn't see myself living anywhere else besides here. You look around here and it's like, why would you want to be anywhere else? We are the Trinity River and Klamath people are really the only tribes that pray for the renewal of the world. The Creator gave every nationality a purpose in this life, and you have some nationalities not doing the purpose. Therefore, that's why our world is off balance. Our rivers are sick. Our land is sick. I just couldn't see myself living anywhere else but here.
Jill Sherman Warren, what personal values do I hold that are reflected in living in the Hoopa Valley? And the first things that come to mind are community and family. And when I think about community and family, I think about all the values that are associated with that, whether that's the care that we have for one another, the compassion we have for one another, the generosity that we show one another, that these are a few of the things that I think are my values as well as values that I see reflected in the community. And I feel like we can see all of this. Unfortunately, most of the time when somebody has passed or ill or a disaster befalls us, whether it's snow, flooding, power outages, that's when we see those values the most. We also see them just with the respect that we give one another, especially at ceremony. You know, I think the fact that our ceremonies have continued for so long that we really see it most at ceremony, I would think. And when we think about the caring that we have for one another, our community really comes together in times of loss and in times of sickness. And we have seen this numerous times. And that's the great thing about the tribe having mainly tribal member employees is that we see the openness with which tribal employees will share their sick time or their annual time to give family members, people who are experiencing loss or sickness, give them that time without loss of wages. And so that's a real good way of showing that the values of caring for one another and the value of community is there. And I think also that there's this sense of generosity that we have towards one another around ceremonies, but also just around those times of loss and sickness. You'll see, you don't hear about it all the time, but if you've ever been the unfortunate victim of loss and or illness within a family, you'll find people come and they bake cakes or they bake a meal, and they come to your house. They know where you live, and that's the other part of being in the community that I love is we all know where each other lives. We all, to a certain extent, look out for each other, especially if we're in close proximity. And so we have kind of an open door with one another, which was made more difficult during COVID. You know, I think about my niece's funeral and how many people attend my mom's funeral, and it was at the height of COVID. And yet so many community members came out to stand out there to support us just by their presence. I'm going to get emotional. But it's that caring and that sense of community that's so valuable to me. The compassion that we have for one another. When I grew up, there was a sense that we were all family and we all needed to care for one another's children. And many times I was told on by people. Like I saw Jill, she was driving too fast down the road. You know, I would come home and know that no matter what I was doing, my parents would know because another community member, well, at the time as a teenager, I thought it was them being nosy. It was really about caring for me, you know, and that sense of community of like, we care for your daughter and we want to protect her and we want to support you in that effort. And that is a real important part aspect of this, of living in this community. Also, in terms of traditionally with our community, when somebody has lost a loved one, it's tradition to make that payment so that our ceremonies can continue. And I think it's more than just, you know, it's not a payment of thousands of dollars. It could be $5. It could be $1. It's just the idea that before we can begin our ceremonies and begin our prayers for our people, that we respect the families who've had this loss, and we want them to know, even if the loss was within the year, we want them to know that we're thinking about them. And so we honor them by doing that and let them know that their losses aren't forgotten. And I think that's important. I also think that, you know, we, in terms of our ceremonies, that's where we see the community really big, because everyone is invited to the ceremony. Everyone is fed. And that speaks to our generosity, honoring, and respect to one another. And we, you know, those are the things that are the best things about living in Hupa. We often see them as negative because we're like, oh, that the rumor mill, or, oh, they were just being nosy. But I think traditionally it comes from a place of caring, a place of compassion, a place of generosity and respect. And those are the values our people have. And sometimes we need to, you know, the caring for one another. And I think as, you know, one of my beliefs in, and especially being a council member now, is that we have to care for each other, not just for today's people, but also for our future generation. And we have all of those ideas of caring, generosity, compassion, respect, honor. We want our ceremonies to continue. And that's the best thing about living in Hoopa, is that we all share similar values.
My name is Jordan Haley. I am the councilman for Mesquite Field, and I'm going to be going with, living in Hoopa Valley is valuable to me in what ways? To me, living here in the value is the connection I have with my family, my dad's side of the family, and living in a place where I've had family that has been here for generations, for millennia, since time immemorial, having a unique perspective, you know, on that versus some of my other family that on my mom's side that's lived somewhere else, you know, and don't really have the sense of having roots and family connection that we do here in the valley, you know, as Native people, and being able to raise my children in a place where I grew up, where my father grew up, where my grandfather, my great-grandfather, you go back, you know, so many generations, and being able to teach them the same things I was taught, fishing, you know, in the certain spots where my dad and uncles had taught us when we were young, or, you know, being able to teach them self-sufficiency up in the woods by being able to cut wood and, you know, teaching them survival techniques and, you know, being able to really feel connected to a place, you know, that we've had connection with since time began, you know, for our tribe. And I really feel that a lot of people that don't get that experience in their life may not fully understand what an awesome and heavy responsibility I feel that that is, because having the lineage and the history here, I also feel the need of protecting it and trying to make it better. And, you know, every generation you want to, you know, leave something better for our children, just like our parents did for us and our grandparents, you know, did for them. And, you know, the value in being able to actually come from a place like we do and have been here for so long and have our own history and be able to teach that to the next generation and be a part of that, you know, is invaluable to me. I mean, it's such a unique thing that most people don't get to experience. And I'm really grateful and feel very blessed to, you know, be from here, to be a Hoopa tribal member and to grow up here and be a part of this community, because I feel like there is so much amazing things here that sometimes people forget to just stop and take a look around and take a breath and, you know, be so grateful for what we have and where we've been able to be raised and having these family connections and the close knit ties that we have in this community versus growing up in the city or an urban area. And I appreciate it every single day, and I love this valley, and I love my people, and being able to teach my children in the same way that I was taught, and hopefully then see them carry that on, is invaluable. I mean, I just think that's, you know, an amazing and awesome responsibility, and I do not take it lightly.
It has been an honor to listen to and record these 15 people, 15 Hoopa Valley residents, Hoopa Valley tribal members, people who value living in Hoopa Valley, and why. A part of an ongoing series we hope to continue. The Friday Edition is a production of KIDE, Hoopa Tribal Radio. The host, producer, and engineer has been Joseph Orozco, lead producer. For KIDE, we thank you for listening. Please take care. and dig a little bit deeper into how to make these values come about. And what else do we share? So thank you for listening. Please take care. The production post.